Hi, I'm an addict named Rosano. Grateful to be here, grateful to be clean in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. First and foremost, I'd like to thank the convention committee for making, you know, such an event that, you know, an addict like myself that is not alone and feel at home, away from home. Thank you very much. I'd also like to thank the committee for trusting and believing in me and my recovery and asking me to share on step 5. I'm not sure what's going to come out, right? But I do pray that, you know, my higher power will help me through my sharing. Right, so again, I'm an addict from Singapore, right? So, it's a hard law or rules in Singapore, right, where you get hanged if you have certain amount of weight of drug. And the terms that we serve, right, in the prison, right, the first time you only get 1 year or maybe 18 months, but the next time that you are convicted, only with your urine, yeah, your pee is dirty, right, you will get 7 years and minimum of 3 strokes of the cane. That is how tough the law on drugs in Singapore is, right? But then again, right, the steps was talking about insanity, right? And then, you know, right, we'll get to that later. I'm nervous right now. Right, so, you know, when growing up, right, I'll always, you know, when I was, of course, I'm using, right? I start using when I was in high school, right? But then I always think or I always tell myself that I wanted to be, you know, because at that time I already heard in, you know, Rotterdam they have the park that you can smoke or whatever, you know, whether, you know, in US. I don't want to live in Singapore. I better live there because, you know, I can use until I die, right? That's how I felt. But you know, coming here and, you know, I've been, you know, that is one part of what traveling have helped me, right, is to see all these things that, you know, how grateful I am that, you know, all my things that how I used to feel, you know, is just not right, wrong, right? Especially, you know, I went to New York when I see the homeless, all the thing, you know, not that I'm bringing down, but, you know, I can see myself in them, right? How grateful I am that, you know, I was born in Singapore, that, you know, I found the program, all those things, right? So, again, another thing, I'd like to say thank you for those who are in service, right? Especially, you know, for those who are doing, you know, HNI, right? Because, you know, how I got the message is through HNI, right? I've been to prison basically 3 times, right? That's my highest qualification, three times in prison. Then, you know, I think I went to that detox facility for 2 times, right? Only on the 2nd time that I went to that detox that I heard the message of Narcotics Anonymous, right? Because, you know, I thought by many a times, I thought this is my thinking, right? That, you know, just if I don't smoke this drug, I change, then, you know, I'm okay. Or if I stop the drug, right, not taking anything, just staying clean, then I'm okay, right? But, you know, it you know, like it said or like I heard that, you know, I can stop, but I can never stay stopped, right? That is where it is for me. So until I heard the message of Narcotics Anonymous, they came to the detox center where I'm in, right? They shared their experience, strength, and hope, which, you know, I was sitting in the corner. I was nodding, right? Because, you know, I've been there. I've done that, right? I've collected, you know, cigarette butts, making into my own cigarette, right? The place where I stayed, you know, I sleep, I'm married. I stayed on the 2nd floor, but I never go back home because I worry that, you know, the CNB, how we call it, or the US call it, the DEA, will come and knocking my house, right, and get me. Because at that time, I was absconding from urine, right? Because I start to using and I didn't come home. I only come home, right, every day to change and to take some money, to steal money from my family, right? So towards the end of my using, right, so my wife is an Indonesian. She doesn't know about all this thing about drug, but, you know, one day she found out that, you know, there are drugs on my pocket when she wanted to wash, right? So, and then, you know, she kicked that toilet door, my previous house, and it was never locked. And towards the end of the road, towards down on my addiction, right, that, you know, what my wife told me that, you know, whatever you want to do, right, just go ahead. But never ask a single cent from us. Right? So that is where it is. So, you know, I sleep in dustbin area, go back, change, then go out again, not to escape all this. Right? But in the end, I was caught also. Right? So when I heard this message of Narcotics Anonymous, right, these guys share, right, hope that, you know, because for me, you can stay clean on the outside. And then you guys told me, the reading says, you know, alcohol is a drug. Right? So, you know, in my mind, I was saying, you know, probably these guys are, you know, just, you know, saying, but they still know, they still, once in a while, right, they still smoke, right? So, but then that also attacked me. So I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, right? My first meeting was on the 27th of October, 2011. My wife was accompanying me. Right, so, but when the thing is that, you know, when I go and get my drug, right, I'm very courageous. I don't need my wife to accompany. But when I came into the rooms, when I go to my first meeting, I need my wife, right, to accompany me to the meeting, right? So, but then again, after some time, I tell her, would you like to go to the meeting, like, right now, right? So I ask her, if you want to come, right, I'm going for it. She says, no. I don't want to follow you, right? Because I'm not sick, but you are sick. You go ahead, right? Right now, right? She's smarter than I am. Right now, my wife, my daughter, and my son-in-law, they are in Batam, Indonesia, enjoying themselves. I've just messaged them before I came into the room, see? Right, so, you know, but again, I'm very grateful for my wife's support, my family support, and of course, from addicts like you guys. So, again, like I said, I came into the rooms on the 27th October 2011, right? I received my first hug out of the door. Somebody hugged me, the guy that I saw in the HNI, and he hugged me and he told me, we're gonna love you till you learn to love yourself, right? And I was looking at him because he's a Caucasian, and you know, my mind, what kind? I've never been hugged, right? And then a man hugged me, and then he said, we're going to love you, right? Because, you know, I have the wrong ideas of what love supposed to be, right? That's what, you know, lust, all those things, right? But my love, right? So, but, you know, I was desperate, right? I was desperate enough, right? So, you know, a lot of things I've heard in the room, but the thing that I can remember, they asked me to keep coming back, and they told me to make 90 days, 90 meeting. That is what, you know, I heard from those meetings and you know, those things that I don't like to hear. But again, like I said, right, I was desperate enough. And in the basic text, it says that when you were beaten, you became willing. And I believe that I was beaten bad when I came and stepped into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm willing to do anything. Even my mind was telling me all the opposite things. You know, why should I come? You tell me by reading this, sharing my feeling, I can stay clean, right? But then I forgotten, right? No dealers asked me to come back, right? When I am bankrupt, basically, when I came into the rooms, right? Only the addicts in the room of Narcotics Anonymous asked me to keep coming back, even though I'm physically, mentally, spiritually bankrupt when I came into the rooms, which I'm truly and very grateful for that, right? So, again, I keep coming to the meetings. It took me a couple of months before I pick up a sponsor, right? Because, you know, at that time when I came to the meeting, right, you guys suggested to me to get a sponsor, but I was putting all this, you know, like you go to supermarket shopping list up here, right? Okay, I'm looking at, you know, your sharing, your attendance, everything was up there, right? Oh, you don't come for that. Oh, no, not you, right? That's how I choose my sponsor, right? When I was very early, I was very choosy, right? Basically, I want to be perfect, right? So, but then I got a sponsor, right? So, the first time that I met up with my sponsor, the very first time that I met up with my sponsor, so he was asking me, right, what are the things that block you, right, that you find that is blocking you in your recovery? So I told him that, you know, the word God and the amends, the step 8 and 9, right? So because, you know, I do things in a place of worship that I felt guilty. That's why, you know, the word God pushed me. But, you know, I'm very grateful to the rooms, to what I heard in the rooms, because, you know, for me, right, Narcotics Anonymous have the soft approach, right, or a gentle approach to God, of my understanding, right? Because what I heard that I love until today, right, they shared in the room, right? This program work if you believe in God. This program will also work if you don't believe in God. The only thing that the program won't work if you think you're God. And I know, okay, I'm playing God, man. Right, so I start to, okay, right, I keep coming to the meeting, right, and then the other thing that he told me was, you know, why do you need to worry about God or amends when we haven't started doing the step? I say, okay, that makes sense, right? So I keep coming, it takes some time, right, before we started doing the step, right, and I have to do all those writing, right? So for me, but no, I'm grateful, right, that, you know, I have a sponsor who asked me to write all those things, because, you know, for me till today, I believe that, you know, the process of writing, after I put down everything on papers, I can see and I could not deny what I have written, right? If I just got to work, just, you know, because, you know, I heard some of the members there, they just, like, it's not wrong, yeah, don't get me wrong, yeah, right, but it works for me that by writing, right, that I can see, you know, I could not deny, because I'm a man, right, which I can deny, when did I say that, right, if I didn't write that, but, you know, thank God that I got to write that and I see it, right, so, you know, I cannot deny whatever I have written, right, so, again, for me, you know, step one, right, for me, to admit, right, the admission that I have to make that I'm powerless over addiction, that my life has become unmanageable, right? So basically, you know, I try not to identify or not to, so maybe I have some problem, right? But I never admit that I'm an addict. Until the first day that, you know, I admit that I'm an addict named Rosano, because, you know, I heard you guys in the room say that, right? So monkey see, monkey do. But, you know, that admission that I made really released everything for me. I don't have to hide. I don't have to. I just have to. You know, okay, that's good, right? But then, right? You know, working the step, right? I have to see the powerlessness, right? The unmanageability. That, you know, because when I came into the rooms, you know, a lot of health issues, and, you know, I'm just working. Just to feed my addiction, basically, right? So then after work, so, you know, the thing is that, you know, today I can say that, you know, I understand that, you know, step one, we were powerless, right? Were was the past tense, right? And where do I find that power? Right? That was, you know, when after I asked that question to myself. So where does the power come? The power does not come from my self-will or self-power or willpower, whatever, because I tried my willpower, it doesn't work, right? So my question to myself was, where does this power? And it comes on step two, right? We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, right? So that is where the power lies, not within me, but, you know, it's outside. The power that I have to come, for me, we came, right? I have to come to the meeting rooms, right, to believe that addicts do recover. Because while I was active, even on the last day that I'm going to get detox, right, I met a friend, right, I told a friend that I'm going to get going to the facility to get clean. And, you know, because he saw that, you know, many a times I try to get clean, but, you know, I end up using again. So what he told me was, you know, don't waste your time to get clean. Right? So that's the reason why I say that, you know, I have to come to the rooms to come to believe, right, that the addicts can recover. Because in my dictionary or my vocabulary, that we're going to use until we die, right? The old lie, right? Once an addict, always an addict, right? That's what the old lie is, right? But today, I like to say we do recover, right? So, you know, that is where the power come. And then the thing is that, you know, the insanity that, you know, I came to the rooms, I heard they say that my best thinking brought me into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. So meaning that, you know, I always listen to what my mind is telling me, because step two is talking about open-mindedness, right? So, basically, what I say is that, you know, my best thinking brought me into the rooms. So, in step two, I've learned that, you know, I don't have to rely 100%, right, on my thinking. I have to share it out, maybe in the meeting or to a sponsor or to someone. Maybe they can give me a feedback, right, or something that, you know, I can choose or I can use and try, you know, try to see, right, whether it works or not for me, right? Because I was a close-minded. So I tell you how close-minded I am, right? Like I said, when I came to the rooms, they suggested to me to make 90 days, 90 meeting. So after some time clean, right, I told my sponsor that, you know, I'm going to go and get working, you know, I don't have money, all those things, right? But what he told me was, you know, try, go back home, talk to your family, right? Talk to your wife. If they can support you for the time being, right? For the time being, for you to just attend the meeting. So I went back home, right? I went back home with this thinking in my mind that, you know, my wife gonna say, Drew, just do what you do, Rosanna, right? But, you know, I talked to my wife. I told my wife, you know, these guys in the room of NA told me to keep coming back, right? And if you can support them, and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. You know what my wife answered to me? What she told me was, for the first time, Rosano, please listen to someone. That is what she told me. I can remember. So I know that how close-mindedness I am, right? So in step two, I have to be open-minded, like listen to someone, right? Someone suggesting to me. Maybe it works, maybe if not, you know, the decision come in step three, whether I'm going to try it or not, right? That is where I make the decision, right? If it works, it works. If it doesn't, then I've learned from it, right? So with that trust, right, in step two, that, you know, trust that, you know, this process, you know, all those things, listening, coming to meetings, you know, sharing myself, right, then I have to come to step three to make that decision, right, to turn my will and my life over to the care of the God of my understanding, right? So, you know, how do I do that, right? So after working these three steps, right, I met up with my sponsor. So I told my sponsor, right, let's do step four, right? Because, you know, I want to do the 12 step, if possible, by 12 months, then I'm done, right? That was my thinking, right? So, but he says, no, Rosano, why not you practice 1, 2, 3? So I didn't understand him, but, you know, I just follow his suggestion, right? So I just came to the meeting, whatever, whatever. So, you know, doing all those things, right? So what today I can see that, you know, I didn't do anything else except coming to the meeting, being of service to the fellowship, do whatever is told by the rooms for 18 months or almost 2 years. That is the only thing I do, right? And through that, right, through that, doing all those things, right, that is where I believe that what my sponsor told me was, you know, practicing step 1, 2, and 3, not about writing. So I came to the meeting, I surrender myself, right? The sharing that I made, I admit whatever, right? Step 2, no, I try to listen to whatever, you know, thing that then, you know, I turn everything, you know, even coming to the meetings, I remember with only $2, and that time I still smoking, you know, all those things. But at the end of the thing, what I saw was that I owe no money to people. My higher power, the God of my understanding, provide me with whatever I need. That is where I have that faith, that trust, you know, things are going well. And through that principles, from 1, 2, 3, I go to 4, right, to have that courage, because without trust, without faith, right, I could not, or I cannot do step 4, because at that time, what I heard in the room was, many people do step 4 and relapse. Right, that is what I heard, right? That is what I was, so, you know, it was very fearful for me. But I thank God for step 4. Because for the first time in my life, I'm able to look at myself. The inventory that I have to look at myself and not looking at other things, right? So I found that courage through my higher power, step 3, 2 and 1. Because, you know, that is the principles in 1, 2, 3 is what helped me to have, to take that courageous inventory of myself. Right, that is where I need, and you know, through whatever that I put, you know, resentment or what, and the thing is that, you know, one of the things that works, the resentment that works for me, right? I talk with my sponsor that I have resentment with the local members, right? I have to be honest, because a lot of people here that knows. Right, so, you know, I have resentment with local members, but what my sponsor told me, that Rosano, why not? Why not you go to abroad, right, the convention or whatever, right, then you find people that have more clean time, right, and you can see a bigger picture of Narcotics Anonymous and not just depending on the people around your same clean time, right, because, you know, their perspective may not. So that is where, you know, I started. And, of course, there is someone here that, you know, came to Singapore and show all those beautiful pictures of his traveling, right? So, you know, that really excites me. And you know, thank God for all those things that happened to me, right? So I'm just very grateful for all the things, right? So, again, right, after doing all that, right, whatever I put out on my step 4, right, I need to work the step 4 without, you know, just like 8 and 9, working 8 without doing 9 and 4 without going 5, right? So I have to list out everything, you know, the guilt, or whatever it is, right? So then in 5, right, I have to admit to myself, to God, and to another human being, the exact nature of my wrongs, right? So I took a photo. Let me read this, because I don't want to miss this, because it's a beautiful reading, right, from the basic text on step 5. It says, step 5, the fifth step, is the key to freedom. It allows us to live clean in the present. Sharing the exact nature of our wrongs set us free to live, right? So, basically for me, right, writing all that down is just listing it out. But again, right, today how I see it was that, you know, the drugs never come and knock at my house. Hey, whatever you want to use, right, the drugs never come. But the thing is, I always go out and look for my drug. And what I ask myself, why did you go there to look for my drug, right? So, because, you know, like I said, it's the exact nature of the wrong is, for me, is what trigger me, right? What triggered that? And you know, I have to go to the exact of it. What really caused all these things that, you know, that wants me to, like you know, I can say, for example, like my wife always nags or whatever, right? Those days I was, because you don't trust me, all these things, you know, I'm gonna use. But today, right, how I see is that, you know, I see what is she trying to say, right? And I've learned this in the room, right? One thing that I've learned that I deal with my wife today, right, is that they told me that, you know, don't shoot the messenger. Listen to the message, right? Whatever she nagged, the 1,000 words, I don't want. I just want to, what she really wants, right? That is what, you know, for me, what easy for me to deal with her, right? You know, again, but then again, you know, that feeling that I have, right, that triggers me, that you know, start running into me, that really, you know, makes me, you know, wanted to act on all those things, right? So for me, again, in the reading say, you know, psychiatry religion is insufficient for us, right? Because for me, 5 minutes? Okay, thank you. Because for me, the exact nature of wrongs, right, is not, for me, is the step five is we came here, it's not about staying clean, right? Not, this is for me, yeah? I'm talking about myself. Because it's not about pruning of the tree, for example. Step five for me is really go into the roots and kill it there. The exact nature of my wrong. And I found myself that, you know, almost everything is my self-centered fear. The things that I want to control, all those things, is always based on that, that, you know, that is what the exact nature of my wrong, you know, based on that. And how am I going? That is where I believe that, you know, step five for me is the key to freedom, because, you know, I go into the roots to kill it there. Not just pruning the leaf, you know, I'm working, right? I have all those things, you know, this is good. But, you know, I haven't really deal, right, with the exact nature, the problem, the reason why I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, the disease of addiction, right? So I'm going to close it down, right? So, you know, I'm just grateful to be here, right? And the things is that, you know, today, right, I still lie, right? I still steal, and I still cheat, right? Every day that I go back home at night, I lie on my bed, thanking God that, you know, for keeping me clean for today and giving me Narcotics Anonymous, right? I cheat death daily by staying clean, call my sponsor, read the literature, whatever it is that, you know, my priority is my recovery, right? And I steal sorrow from anybody who shares with me, from my sponsee, I steal their sorrow, and I try to give them hope. So congratulations to those that are celebrating their milestone. Congratulations. And to those newcomers, welcome. Right, welcome, and we love you till you can learn to love yourself. Thank you very much.